Welcome to tonight's Exeter Town Council Planning Committee meeting on Monday, the 3rd of February at 6 p.m. in Exmouth Town Hall. I've received apologies from absence from Councillor Mike Rosser and probably Councillor Andrew Coleman, because he has given us some dates that he's away, but we're not sure whether it included today, so I'll give his apologies. No other apologies? Now moving to the public speaking section of tonight's meeting, we have two applications which we have speakers for. Firstly, Councillor Megan Armstrong wishes to speak in respect of planning application 20 of the 0054 20 Mudbank Lane. And Mr. Stephen Palmer wishes to speak regarding 20 of the 00264, which is land north of Dennisdean Close. Can I ask members if they are happy that we take those two applications first this evening, please? Those in green?
Not really.
Yeah. Thank you. I remind members that representations will be taken ahead of the discussion that we have as councillors on each application, and that representations may be up to 3 minutes. And if it doesn't actually say, which I haven't got, if you could let us know whether you are speaking in support or objecting to the application. And I would also ask if we could just try and not to repeat yourself during the time that you have, so that obviously we get the maximum amount of points that you wish to make to the planning committee this evening. So I'll start with Councillor Megan Armstrong, who wishes to speak regarding planning application 20 of the 00554 20 Mudbank Lane, construction of retractable pergola awning to balcony. Councillor Megan Armstrong.
Thank you, Chair. I'm objecting to this application, but first of all, I must apologise to members that what I'm about to say, I should have already appeared as a consultee comment on the planning portal, had it not been for a blip on the system when I was inputting it yesterday. So apologies for that. As a background to this application, I have been quite involved with this housing development on Mudbank Lane long before planning approval was given in February 2017. As ward member, my involvement was in supporting the long-standing residents and their concerns, including several difficult decisions with the developers about balconies and overlooking issues. Therefore, my comments reflect those issues which have concerned and distressed those residents in the past. Firstly, this application is not in keeping with the street scene, as this would be the only such pergola awning in this new development. I also understand that the developer has to give approval to the applicant to make any alterations, including design information, to the external appearance of the property within the first 5 years. This is well within that period. I am unsure whether such approvals have yet been given by the developer. Secondly, as quoted in the design and access statement, this, quote, retractable pergola awning will provide the applicant with a space which can be used throughout the year, unquote. Therefore, this could be a permanent fixture and not temporary, as implied by the term retractable. I also disagree with the design and access statement, which says this proposal, quote, is an enhancement of the balcony area, unquote, as in my view, it would detract from the distinctive design of these dwellings and would adversely affect the outlook of neighbouring properties. Finally, if approved, this application could set a precedent for other properties in that development also to install similar pergola awnings, all with different styles, designs and colours, thereby spoiling the overall appearance of this new development. For all these reasons, I object to this application. Thank you.
Thank you. The application we're discussing this evening is 20 00554 20 Mudbank Lane, construction of retractable pergola awning to balcony. We have no representations other than from Councillor Megan Armstrong. I'll draw members' attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, which is that we should be mindful of the surrounding area when making our decision. Councillor Brian Toy.
Well, I don't see such a big problem. I'll tell the residents and they're not too bothered about it. Next door is a much more solid thing, except that it hasn't got a front to it. This one you see onto the right, look at how solid that is compared with this one on the left, which is the one we're talking about. It's a very lightweight thing, and it is retractable. As long as we stipulate that it is retractable, I don't think there's a terrible great problem about it myself. As far as covenant's concerned, I think they mainly exist so the developers make a bit more money when you start to do something wrong. You know, that's the point of it all. It is certainly, as far as the street scene is concerned, those properties that have been built there, I think it's the old Danby House site, certainly not in keeping with the other housing that exists there at the moment. You've got a block of this and you've got another block a bit further up the road, which we're going to be talking about later. So as far as that's concerned, I don't know. I'm pretty ambivalent about it. I would recommend that we approve it, as long as it's not permanent.
Thank you. Councillor Fred Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, as a previous Holston Moor councillor, I also was involved alongside Councillor Armstrong when there were some problems with this site and its original planning proposal and some local residents. And I'm mindful of the way that this site has been developed and how it's been done and how it's been designed. And as it's turned out, I think it's quite a nice development. But I am also in agreement with Councillor Armstrong that I think these type of awnings are not in keeping with the current development as is. And I totally agree that, you know, once one does it and then another one does it and then different colours, it almost becomes like a row of deck chairs rather than a tasteful development that it is now. So I don't agree with it.
That's Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. Well, looking at it as it is, I can see no objection because I think when it would be in place, it would match up nicely with the one next door, which obviously is a prime feature of the building. And to be honest, I can't see that if push were to come to shove and it went to appeal, we would lose it hands down. So I would therefore be in favour of it, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor John Humphreys.
Madam Chair, I'm in favour of this. People have awnings for protection of the sun and a little bit of rain. They want to sit outside, there's no protection of the woman. This is not detrimental to the street scene at all.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholas.
I would agree with the other two, but everybody's talking about it being not permanent. Well, retractable just means that you can put it back on a day, so
that's
right. Not.
Yeah.
And did they have planning permission for the on the other side?
That was the plan itself.
Oh, that was the plan itself. Well, the builders obviously thought then...
It's a semi-detached house.
Yeah. But as I say, the builders obviously thought that they needed a roof across, and they've even got another balcony on top of that.
You've got two balconies,
yeah. Yeah. So I agree it should go forward.
Okay, thank you. So it's been proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour of approval, please. Those against? That's approved, thank you. So, on to the second application we're going to have to speak this evening, and that is in respect of 20, the 0036 Full, land north of Dennis Dean Close. Mr. Palmer, would you like to address the planning committee? Thank you.
Hello, my name is Stephen Palmer. I live at Holmes Bay Island Road, which is the land immediately to the west of the proposed site. And I'm objecting to this proposal because the land in question forms part of the Valley Park scheme and is allocated open space and not to be built on. The applicant does not dispute this, but he is arguing for an exemption because he feels that part of the land was included by accident or incidentally, or unintentionally by the planners when they wrote the local plan, and I'd like to refute that argument. The eastern half of that part of the land is, for anybody who visits the site, is a unique area that has views both to the south and to the east, and building on that would deny any future users of the park those views. The proposed plan extends well beyond the current line of trees and would be highly visible from Jubilee Drive, so the bungalow would stick out like a sore thumb on the top of that ridge. There's also the main access point from Densdene Drive, which currently is a private road, but there is a footpath constructed there that was intended and probably intended to be access to the Valley Parks if it was developed and simple ways and pathways built there. And to build on that would constrain that access quite considerably. So for those reasons, I'm objecting to this application.
Remember, this is planning application 20 of the 00264, land north of Densdene Close, construction of detached bungalow. I would draw members' attention to both the local plan and the Exmouth neighbourhood plan, that this is contrary to both in respect as it is part of the Bacton Brook Valley Park. I would also be concerned with development and the visual amenity of the area because it is on a slope. And certainly as a Holston councillor, I'll be objecting. We do have comments from statutory consultees, and we have four representations, which I'll ask the clerk just to summarise for you.
Yeah, Environmental Health have commented, do not wish to comment. There's been four representations submitted online, objecting on the grounds of overlooking and the additional traffic using the road. It's also been highlighted, as Mr. Palmer said, that policy EN2 of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan states existing valley parks should be conserved and, where possible, enhanced. East Devon District's local plan opposes development within valley parks and states development other than outdoor recreation and appropriate agricultural or forestry purposes will be opposed. So that basically saying that planning policy, it's against planning policy. Thank you.
Thank you. The right-line comments as one of the Holston councillors, I actually propose refusal for the on the grounds that's already been stated. Councillor Brian Toy?
Yes, well, apart from anything else, what's proposed there looks as though it's going to be overdeveloped on the site anyway. We've lost what would have been quite a lot of the valley park with the development there anyway, so we don't want to lose any more, thank you very much. So, and there's this legal dispute about the access to it. There's a very stiff legal letter being written warning them about nicking that, so that access strip is under question at the moment. So, that probably doesn't concern us, but I doubt whether they're going to give them permission to come across their property. So, I think it's not on. I would support refusal.
Thank you. Councillor Cullis.
I think the Labour Party's pretty clear on this one, to refuse it.
Thank you. Councillor Tim Dunfer.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Chair, I've been involved at various times and occasionally with the Valley Parks as a former Holston councillor, and I would very much oppose any development on that. It's been nibbled away at, frankly, over the years, and we don't want any more.
Councillor Ryan Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. The Valley Parks were established to be a park with open space to break up the absolute conglomeration of buildings. Looking at that, it's not even in the building line. And to say that the site was in the Valley Park by mistake is frankly ridiculous. So I'm totally opposed to it, Chair.
Thank you. That's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. That's refused. Thank you. You can leave now.
Thank you.
to the agenda, item 2. Minutes of the meeting held on the 20th of January 2020. The minutes have been circulated. If you wish, I sign them as a true record of the last meeting. Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensations. Have members any interest that they wish to declare on an item that's on the agenda this evening, please? Councillor Fred Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, as previously, I was the ward councillor. I was giving the club advice in various forms about trying to get funding, etc. And the proposed moving forward. So I was party to that.
Thank you.
Councillor
Flynn?
With regards to the application for Sam's Fun House, I have regularly played music in the licensed premise next step.
Thank you. And I have declared an interest in 19, 28414, in respect of Link Square Nursing Home, because obviously my work involves dealing with that particular nursing home. Thank you. No items of urgent business, so move on to the agenda. Firstly, to determine applications under delegated powers. Brixton Ward, application 19, 28113, 2 Witherham House, Hillcrest Gardens, 655 Ash, fell and replaced with 8x10cm regular standard Roble Beach, and 654 Ash, fell and replaced with 8x10cm regular standard Gravidia we have received the Treaty Officer's report, which I'll ask the clerk if she'll just summarise for you.
Yeah, the Treaty Officer states that these established ash trees are located in a communal area of Hillcrest Gardens and were retained as part of the new development. Both trees are showing early signs of ash dieback, with apical megagrowth present at ground level and within the crowns. There is also increasing amounts of deadwood present. The proposed work to fell both trees are considered appropriate. Long term, the trees are only likely to decline further. Replacement planting, as indicated by the applicant, is considered appropriate and will ensure long term tree cover in the area. Thank you.
And recommendations approval. Councillor Nicholas?
I agree with what the Treaty Officer said.
Thank you.
Providing that they can't make trees through the end.
Councillor Cagle will be next because he's booked in. Sorry?
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, I'll go along with the Treaty Officer's report.
Thank you. Councillor Pancolis?
I've had a quick look down there. Can I also Google what Davidia thinking was? It's Chinese, Japanese, ornamental tree.
Yeah.
The trees there now, they are covered in a lot of deadwood. They look like they've been sort of abandoned and not really taken care of. A lot of the deadwood is just hanging in the middle of the tree. There's ivy growing up as well. I hope that they do plant these new trees. Well, they do. They take better care than the ones what are there now.
Thank you. Councillor Tim Dunfer.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I supported the application as well, and I think that's an appropriate tree.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the Treaty Officer's report. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. I'm going to consider the planning applications for consultation this evening. Firstly, Hawthorne Ward. Application 20 of the 0104, 27 Hill Drive. Proposed single-storey extension, new side dormer with internal and external alterations, new rear terrace. Got a comment from South West Water just to say advice given regarding asset protection. There are no representations. And again, I draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan EB2, which asks us to be mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Toy?
Yes, I can't see it as a great problem. I could get a lot of information about what sort of dormer it's going to be, but the dormer is actually looking at a blank roof, so there's no overlooking problems. So it's a case of sort of extending the back, the garage backwards a bit, which doesn't increase the footprint an awful lot. So I can't see any great problem. There are no overlooking problems. The back terrace is quite high up, it overlooks everything, so it's no problem at all, so I would recommend approval.
Second, Andrew.
Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? That's approved. Thank you. The next one at 20 Mudbank, so we move straight on to 20 0048 Full 3 Kings Lake Rise, Mudbank Lane. Construction of balcony to front, first floor window to the side, and external staircase to the rear. Again, I draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, which is asking that we be mindful of the surrounding area. We have two letters of representation, which I'll ask Ron just to summarise for you.
One of the letters is still pending scanning, so it could only get details of one of the representations, which states that they're concerned about the loss of privacy from the proposed side window, which would be 5 metres from their house, and they would prefer the balcony to be of a curved design. Thank you.
Councillor Toy?
Yes, this is a balcony, and one next door but one there is a balcony, so putting a balcony there is not without precedent. The staircase at the back is maybe designed to get access, one of these upside down houses, maybe not with the living quarters and the kitchen at the top, is to get easier access to that. It's also would provided it could be a fire escape, because we are looking at houses so very close together. If it's going to be serviced as a fire escape, there's only a question about, because it could be made of wood, whether it should be metal or not. I don't know, that's a matter of building regulations, I suppose. There was a question about somebody's view getting restricted, but I've looked at the angles, and because the other house is next to a setback. And if you, if you lean out the window and try and look sideways, you might see a bit of a restrictive view, but there is a magnificent view of the estuary as you look out from the house. And because there is a balcony just two doors down, and it's not an obtrusive balcony, at the back there is no great problem, so I would recommend approval, really.
Yeah, I've actually visited the property, and I, like you, had similar that there's other balconies in the same area, and that's not a problem. The only thing I was concerned about was the side window. But
it's going to be obscured.
Exactly, and I was just going to say, that as it was obscured, I didn't see that there was a problem, and therefore I couldn't see that we could do anything else. So therefore, I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. And move on to 20, I believe 0014, Full, Raleigh Park, Hullam Road. Construction single story extension to front and first floor side extension. That's what CF3, I don't know what CF3 is of the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan. Something we haven't had before.
Yeah, it's a new one to me as well.
Which is, opportunities to further develop sport and leisure facilities to meet demand will be supported in appropriate locations. Thank you. We do have, South West Wallster have given advice about asset protection, which is usual. We do have one representation, which I would ask Ron just to summarise for you.
They say they have no objection in principle, but just were concerned that the glazing on the northwest, which is the front elevation, does not overlook their property. Thank you.
Thank you. I actually concur with that representation. When you look at the property, it does depend where the window is actually going to be, that it could overlook 38. Yeah. So I'm happy with that, but otherwise I have no objection. Yeah. Councillor Toy.
Yeah, I mean, the windows look over another new car park at the side, so there's not a great problem. It does increase, I've calculated roughly, that increases the volume of the building by about 25%. Apparently this extension is necessary so they can provide changing rooms and showers up to RFU standards. Mm-hmm. So they've got to do something to improve that. There is no overlooking problem whichever way you look at it. And I can't see any problem at all with this proposal. So I would I would recommend approval.
Thank you. Councillor Fekeda.
Chairman, can I just add in that the roof line is about 47 centimetres higher than other adjacent roofs. And as Councillor Toyce said, that a lot of this idea is for changing rooms and referees. And it's sufficiently far enough away from the other residences, I think, not to impact on their overall.
It's more than
20. Yeah. So I'm in support.
So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Move to planning application 20 of the 0120 full 30 Featherbed Lane. Construction single storey rear and side extension, dormer windows to front and rear. There are no comments from statutory consultees or representations. And again, I draw your attention to the excellent neighbourhood plan, EB2, which asks us to be mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Toy.
Right, this is getting a bit Brian Toy show with all these 900 houses in my report.
I think they're both the same again.
This is one of those jobs where you take away, you know, pull a garage down and build on top of the stuff to the garage. The footprint is only increased by about a couple of feet at the back. It's reasonable sized garden, so it still leaves it with a reasonable sized garden. So I wouldn't say it was overdevelopment of the plot. As it's single story, there are no overlooking problems, and therefore I can't see any reason why we could oppose it. So I would recommend approval.
I'm happy to second.
Councillor Brian Bailey? Well, I've got a second, but we've already
done it, so that's fine. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. We've already dealt with the land of Dennis Dean Close. So the next application is 19, 2639 full, 19 Lime Grove. Proposed single story side extension. The amended plan this evening is the extension has been reduced. The single story. Oh, it says single story in the first bit.
It was two story. Yeah, I think they probably amended that on the.
Yeah, well, I think it was a two story. As far as I know, I do call it a two story extension. Yeah. Being reduced to single story. Again, on the excellent neighbourhood plan, draw attention to EB2, which is asking us to be mindful of the surrounding area. We have previously had this application with the original planning application to the Town Council, and I'll ask Ross if she can just summarise our decision at that meeting.
So we originally commented on the 16th of December when it was a two-storey side extension, and we objected on the grounds of infilling between the houses, which would change the overall street scene, resulting in a terracing effect. The area is characterised by semi-detached properties, with each pair individually separate. It was therefore considered that the proposal was contrary to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2, which states development should be mindful of the surroundings. A member noted that a similar application had been submitted in 2012. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Toy.
It's just another one of the jobs where converting the garage into living accommodation, so I can't see any problem. The chap next door has no problem. He has no problem with it being a two-storey extension because he'd done that himself. But of course, having done that, he denied the bloke next door the opportunity to do that. I mean, I always reckon that's an infringement of human rights to do that. I did argue that once before on the house, and I completely lost the argument. Yeah. So I won't push it anymore. But I can't see any problem at all. You're replacing the garage, converting into living accommodation. So what's the problem?
I think the problem was when it was two storey, it's going to be basically look like a terrace. So I think that is the problem with two storey. Councillor Bailey. I'll second that. Thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? Thank you. That's approved. Next application is 19 of 8607 full, 192 Cullen Road. Demolition of existing bungalow and erection of 3 two-storey detached dwellings. The amended plan is the amended design and changes to layout to address tree constraints and amended tree report. I draw attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, which is for us to be mindful of the surrounding area.
And number 6, which is here. Which is development proposals must incorporate sustainable urban drainage and a management plan for future maintenance of drainage, etc., which we've had before. So, as this is an amended plan, the original plan was before us on the 30th of September 2019, and I'll ask Ronza if she can just summarise those comments and together with other statutory consultee comments that we've received. Thank you.
We commented that we objected on the grounds of overdevelopment of the site. The size, mass and scale was contrary to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy EB2. And we also raised concerns over the 2 km of the tree and the potential drainage issues. Historic Environment Team, the Devon County Council Archaeologists, I've also commented on the 23rd of September, and they recommended this application should be supported with the submission of a written scheme of investigation setting out a programme of archaeological work to be undertaken in mitigation for the loss of heritage assets with archaeological interests. And Highways have also commented on the 8th of October recommended no development should take place until details of the cycle storage facilities have been submitted. There were 2 representations objecting to the original application, but no comments so far on the amended plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Toy?
Yes, it's still overdevelopment. The site, I looked at it and at the plans, and it looked to me there's very little. And they look to be even closer together than those drawings show. There's also a great threat to that tree at the side. They've drawn some plans which seem to show it just outside the leaf coverage of the tree, but it's only going to take another month or two, and it'll grow that far. So that it's within falling distance of the tree, which is bad. If you can show up the site plan, you can see how much we've overdeveloped the site.
It's only meant.
Solicitor again complaining about possible overlooking and disturbance to her. So I think the same reasons that we refused it before still apply to in my opinion. It's one of those properties where I was denied access by the people developing it. So there you go. I mean, if you're going to win friends and make influence, you need to talk to people, don't you? So I recommend refusal on the same grounds that we did before.
Thank you.
Councillor Brian Bailey. Thank you, Chair. I second that. Looking at this, I've seen no significant change, so I think we ought to be consistent, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, proposed and seconded for refusal on the grounds previously on the 30th of September 2019, and we do not feel there's been any significant change since the original plan was brought before this committee. All those in favour? Against? Abstentions? Thank you. Next application is 19B2702 Full, 58 Springfield Road, construction side and rear single storey extension. The amended plan this evening is the reduction of height of the proposed extension. We have got comments from statutory consultees, which I'll ask Ron just to summarise for you, and again draw your attention to Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Thank you, Ron.
We commented on the 17th of December and we had no objection to the original application. Southwest Water commented on the 2nd of Jan and they supplied a plan showing approximate location of a public sewer in the vicinity and gave advice about asset protection. Councillor Megan Armstrong commented on the 16th of January objecting to this application but no comments received regarding the amended plan, so I'm not sure if that's these amended plans have mitigated it. And there was one representation in respect of the original application. Thank you.
Councillor Brian Toy.
Okay, it's just another job where you're converting the garage into living accommodation, and so I don't see any problem with it. There is no overlooking problem. To the right, you've got a wall, and to the left, you're looking the garden, and the garden's area again is reduced very slightly, but only very slightly. So again, I can't see why there should be any. There was a question about flooding, but it's because it's reasonably near to the brook, but apparently there is no problem about flooding whatsoever. So I would recommend approval again.
Thank you. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. This has been, similar things have been done in the area, and regarding flooding, it's probably a 12-foot drop from that property to the brook level. Yeah. So if that floods, we're all in trouble. recommend approval.
It's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Approved. And the end of Brian Toy Roadshow.
Yes.
Now move on to Little
Moore.
Now move on to Little Moore. First application is 19, oblique 2809 full, 2 Merrion Avenue, construction of detached two-storey dwelling. Again, the explanation of the plan, the EB2, which is mindful of the surrounding area, and also EN5, which again I think is drainage.
Yeah.
So, and we have one representation, which was objection to the design of the proposed dwelling and overall mass is excessive, concern that first of all windows overlook and would affect their immunity and privacy. Councillor John Humphreys?
I have been up in Marion's Avenue, there are quite large gardens, and you know, I'm okay for this to go ahead.
Councillor Brian Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. I agree with Councillor Humphreys. And several of these large gardens in Marion have already had properties in them, so it's not unusual. And there's plenty of room, there's plenty of trees and foliage in the area, so it's not going to overlook anyone. So I would recommend approval, Chair.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Abstentions? Thank you. It's approved. Next application is 20, oblique 0118 full, 23 Old Fields. Construction single storey flat roof extension to replace existing rear extension. No comments from statutory consulting. Got one representation in support. Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you very much. And again, in this area, similar things have been done. And I can't see a problem there at all. So I recommend approval on that, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor John Humphreys?
Okay, Madam Chair, it's okay.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 19, oblique 28414. Leakesway Nursing Home, erection of 4 garden bungalows, C3 use with associated parking, terraces and communal gardens. We have got the excellent neighbourhood plan, which is mindful of the surrounding area, also concerning the drainage, and H1, which is one we don't have very often. H1, must be down here somewhere. We are H1. In addition to the delivery of care and extra care housing identified in the local plan, strategy 36, there is a presumption in favour of accessible and adaptable homes to ensure balanced housing stock for a range of age groups within the town. There are two representations which I will ask for to summarise for you.
There's concern that the mature specimens of the trees are retained and to preserve screening and the visual aspect. Placement planting should be mature specimens and not saplings. And concern was raised about the wall at the back that backs onto Isker Road, and it should be reinstated. And they suggest that a lay-by is provided for the care home for their deliveries. I'm not sure that's material planning considerations, but just mentioning it.
Most likely a building, I think. Oh, trees, probably, will. Councillor John Humphries?
Well, within the plans, that I've noticed that there is greenery and shrubbery, which is comes onto Douglas Avenue. And within many nursing homes within the avenues, they've had these little bungalows put up, and I'm in favour of this.
Thank you.
Independently for the elderly.
Councillor Brian Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. I'm generally in favour, but it looks a very large site there. When we actually go and see it, it's not that big. So I think it's perhaps a little bit too tight. But otherwise, I've got no problem with it. If they're content with it, it seems to be a fair distance between that and the main building. So that seems to be well serviced with car parking. So I'd be in favour in that respect. Thank you.
I think this is similar to Dunning Horns down. Okay, so it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 18 of the 2807 full, 41 Litlam Road. Retention of boundary wall and fencing in amended position and extend garden areas of plot 7 and 8. The amended plan this evening is to show landscaping and planting scheme to boundary wall. Again, it's the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, that we are mindful of the surrounding area. We do have comments and obviously our decision to the original plan, so I'll just ask Ron to summarise those for you.
Yeah, we had no objection on the 18th of December 2018, and Devon County Highways on the 7th of Jan commented that the adjustment to the height of the boundary and the position has no impact upon the visibility display to the access of these new dwellings. Therefore, County Highways Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor
Humphries? No problem with this.
Councillor
Bailey? No, that's all. Final picture. Thank you.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. So that's approved. Next application is on your addendum. This is 19/2818 full, 10 Fairfield Close. Construction detached two-storey dwelling. This is the amended plan for consultation this evening, which is amended site location plan to extend site to public highway. We obviously have our decision that we made on the 20th of January 20 when we looked at the original application. And we've also got some comments from the Tree Officer at East End District Council, which I will now ask Ron just to summarise for you.
We originally commented that we objected to the proposal was considered to conflict with East End District Local Plan, Policy D1, and the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, Policies EB 1 and 2, which stated that development should conserve Exmouth's heritage assets and be mindful of building styles as exemplified in the avenue's design statement. The proposed plot was considered to be too small for a dwelling and the scale and matting would be harmful to the character of the historic close. Concern was also raised over the construction traffic accessing the site on a narrow, unadopted road and the potential harm to the residents of the close. East Devon District Council's tree officer has commented saying that he's concerned about the lack of an impact survey, a tree protection plan and a method statement for the trees in the neighbourhood, neighbouring garden, and the impact and the pressure that there would be to prune or prematurely remove these trees, and he has requested additional information which has not been submitted. It's not part of this consideration. Just an amended location plan. There were 17 representations in respect of the original application and there's one letter of support. Thank you.
Councillor Brian Bailey.
Thank you, Chair. I can't see a great difference personally from a few months ago when it came before. So, and what I find here is that it says to amend the site location plan to extend site to public highway. Well, it's not a public highway. No. It's an unadopted road, so therefore the information is incorrect. And I can't see any change whatsoever, so I'd still recommend refusal. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor John Humphries.
This was discussed at length 2 weeks ago, and I don't think that...
Nothing to change. Councillor Fred Cahill.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, it's actually a private road belonging to one of the owners of one of the houses, and then they manage, that individual manages it out with the rest of the residents. So it's not that it's not unadopted, it actually belongs to the resident.
Yeah, I think what they've actually said is extend site to public highway. They said extend to public highway. So what they've done is extended the site so that it meets Alton Road. So it's not saying this is a public highway. It's saying amended site location plan to extend site to public highway. So what they've done is extended it to include the private road to the public highway. However, that doesn't contradict what you're saying. I just point that out. So it's been proposed and seconded, again, for refusal on the same basis as the previous meeting, because this particular amendment doesn't change any aspect of our original decision. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. That's refused. Now move to town board. Application 20, the 00011 variance. Royal Avenue car park, Camden Terrace and the Esplanade. Environment Agency, the variation condition 2 of the approved plans of Planning Permission 18, the 2174 major outline, Exmouth Tidal Defence Scheme, to allow changes to design, layout, materials of defences. We have obviously had the comments from statutory consultees and representations, which I will ask Ron to summarise for you.
The Environment Agency, the Contaminated Land Officer and Environmental Health have all stated that they have no concerns or no objection. And there's one representation raising concerns about the slipway in Camperdown Terrace. The footpath should be wide enough for wheelchairs and the ramp should not be too steep. There should be a drop curve at Camperdown Terrace end. This pavement does not have a drop curve anywhere along the entire length. There should be a gate across the entrance of the alley behind numbers 8 to 18, because when the slipway gate is used, there will be a powerful surge of water along the alleyway, even in normal spring tides. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Tim Dumper.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I mean, with this big flood defence application, I mean, an awful lot of consultation has already gone on. We were told in the beginning of this that, of course, as they went along, they surveyed minute things, that they would find differences where they need to amend the design or whatever, and that's obviously the case here. I was talking to Ron's earlier today, and she directed me to one of the pieces of paper on this application where there was a list of changes and why they had been made. What I would say is that I'm by no means any civil engineer, and I will not oppose this application. I will support it, but what I would say, and I would like us to make a representation to district, is that particularly in the light of the fact that we've had a detailed comment from one of the representations there, is to make sure that this is looked at carefully. When this first came up, I was drawn in to a lot of the consultation, but I haven't yet had any of our residents. Maybe Joe has had some residents come to him, but no. We will see as this becomes known what the reaction is. But I support this amendment.
Councillor
Woodley? Yeah, thank you. As Councillor Dunker said, I'm not a civil engineer. If this is what they need to do, they should go, you know, just let them go and do it. We don't want to get in the way of them getting this important job done. And second, Finn's suggestion that we speak to county regarding some of the requirements or the list of things that the residents pointed out. So I'm in favour of it.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval, but we will, with our note, draw attention to this comment and that perhaps they can take that into consideration when they make discussions with the Environment Agency. All those in favour? Next application is 19, bleak 2579 full, 40 Roll Street. Part change of use of existing retail unit to form two residential units, including construction of first floor extension and roof garden, subdivision of existing retail unit to form two retail units and installation of new shopfront. The amended plan we received today is the changing the size of windows and introduction of string course and soldier course. The only part of the Exmouth neighbourhood plan that we need to take into account is that there might be surrounding area. However, we did discuss this fully on the 9th of December 2019, and I'll just ask Ronz if she can read the various consultee comments that we've had, because we've now received the Conservation Officer's report. Thank you, Ronz.
Yeah, we had no objection on the 9th of December. Conservation had commented on the 3rd of January that they had no objection in principle to the original application, but recommended consideration should be given to the proposed elevations of the additional storey where they adjoin the conservation area. So they haven't commented about these amended plans at this stage, but I think some of it might be to do with what the comments that they've that conservation made. Councillor Ollie Davey has commented that he's concerned that the proposed windows facing onto the rear courtyard look straight onto a private garden, and the patio doors giving access to land not in the applicant's ownership. There were six representations in respect of the original application, and there are two comments about these amended plans. They still have ongoing concerns regarding the windows and the doors onto their courtyard. And there's a significant proportion of this proposal butts onto Little Bicton Place, so it's not just, they're saying it affects Little Bicton as well. The amended plans do not address concerns raised regarding the change of use of the office extension to residential, nor the construction of a second storey to this rear extension. They think these aspects are out of keeping with the conservation area. Thank you.
Councillor
Jay Ripley. I haven't visited this property with respect to Ollie, and also Councillor Eileen Rank, who visited earlier in the week. I share their concerns about the windows, which appear to be overlooking the courtyard, not in their ownership, and also the fact that doors are opening out onto land that isn't theirs. I find them a bit confusing, if I've got that right. It's quite a complicated thing in terms of the relationship between the two people involved, the two parties involved, because some of the work has started already. And I realise they're not matters for us, they're all matters, but I think we'd be able just to focus on what's happening here. I guess I'm minded to propose rejection on the grounds I don't really understand how the patio doors are working, and the fact windows the windows are overlooking directly onto the courtyard, isn't it? So I can't see how that's right.
Yeah, obviously we can't do anything about the civil matter we've already said, so we just didn't get planning application for any land, unfortunately. So we can't do anything about the civil matter, however, if it is overlooking, I understand that. Councillor Duncan?
Yes, and I've not actually been to the site to look at it, but again, I've discussed this with Councillor Ollie Davey as well, and I would also second Councillor Lisa.
Proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis of the concern that you have with the overlooking, and also I suggest that you also make note of the Conservation Officer's report concerning the additional storey where it joins the conservation area, and take into account, and that's another reason, obviously, if he feels it's inappropriate, we do need that to be addressed as well. So at this stage, it's proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour?
No, that's our next one.
That's the next one.
It's ruinous, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah. All those against? Sorry, no, it's actually. Yeah. Okay, we're on the next one, we've already got a picture of it. So next application 19, B2092 full, 1 Victoria Road, replacement windows, 17 of them. The additional information and amended window design. Again, we have the Exmouth neighbourhood plan that we're mindful of the surrounding area. The town council had no objection subject to the conservation officer's report. We haven't had the conservation officer's report as yet. So any decision we make now will still have to be subject to the conservation officer's report. Councillor Dunbar.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yes, I would recommend approval, and there haven't been any comments, and we await the conservation officer's report.
Thank you. Councillor
Blue? Yeah, thank you. I think I don't really need to be settled before, just by changing it.
So it's proposed and seconded for approval subject to the conservation officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 19, the 753, made in full, Sand Funhouse and Andrews Road, Imperial Road. Demolition of existing buildings and construction of 35 apartments on the upper floor, cafe, bar, restaurant and youth centre on the ground floor with associated parking, cycle and bin store provision. The amended plan that we've received to discuss this evening is a revised design and materials, reducing the number of units from 35 to 31, amended statements, amended additional sequential test document, tree survey and comparative street scene drawings. Again, I will draw attention to the Exmouth neighbourhood plan, EB2, which asks you to be mindful of the surrounding area. We have comments from statutory consultees, our previous decisions that we've made at two council meetings when we discuss this application, together with representations, which I'll ask Ron to summarise for you.
Yeah, there's only been one comment about the amended plan submitted, which is from the East Devon District Council tree officer on the 30th of January, who now have no objection and subject conditions. All these comments are in respect of the previous application. The Town Council, we objected on the grounds that the proposal was over development of the site in terms of its mass and scale. The site is in a conservation area and members felt the design had not been mindful of the surrounding building styles and therefore contrary to policy EB2 and parking provision was inadequate for the number of proposed dwellings. South West Water have no objection. Environment Agency in October requested that the flood risk assessment investigated about raising the ground floor levels to mitigate against flood prevention, and they also wanted to take in residual into account residual risk of flood defence with the flood defence scheme, but they haven't commented on this amended flood risk assessment. Devon County Flood Risk Management have no objection. The Police Architectural Liaison Officer commented that they had concerns over the design and access and movement, lighting, security, bin and cycle storage and surveillance. The Housing Strategy Officer plans said did not identify which units were affordable. In accordance with policy, six units should be rented and two units should be in shared ownership. And they also had concern about the design and layout. Highways have no objection, and conservation objected to the proposal as it, though they had no objection in principle to the site being developed, but they haven't, that was back in September, so they haven't looked at this new proposal, but they were objecting to the original application in terms of scale, mass and bulk appearance. Bulk in appearance. There was 9 representations, and Exmouth Community Association have no objection in principle. However, the plans are not clear regarding the storage of waste and recycle bins. Ample provision should be made so that it doesn't overspill onto the pavement. Thank you, sorry.
Thank you, Ross. Councillor Tim Duncan.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, this, I think, and but I think that one of the problems is that most of the comments actually relate to the original application rather than the amended one. To me, it seems that that in terms of the actual numbers of units and the way it's been done, it hasn't actually reduced by very many. And where we were previously objecting to scale and massing and the kind of impact that it has on the local community, I still feel that it has a similar impact, and therefore I will take the same view, which is to oppose it at the moment. I do, you know, it was mentioned in principle. I mean, in principle, I'm not opposed to having additional residential there, and I know we need that kind of accommodation in town. But I don't want to see it at that scale and that level. So I will recommend rejection.
Councillor Woodley?
Yeah, a few things. In terms of the supporting statements that they wrote in amending the planning application, and this, they've gone a very small way to try and meet some of the concerns that we had. In terms of it looking like it fits more in with the local surrounding the building itself, as far as I can see, it hasn't changed much from the original application, but they said they're going to use red brick. Well, apparently that makes it, you know, and keep it, you know, that's not convincing for me. The issues that we have with the Hive as well, which is a space we want to protect, and you've got flats that still would be built around there. It's a place where youths are allowed, and rightly so. It's one of the few places where they can be, they make music and stuff in there. I wouldn't want to live above that, but that doesn't mean we should be, you know. So I question that, although. And they said there's going to be 27 parking spaces, that's still not one per flat. And it also makes reference to the fact that there's a car park nearby in the town hall that you can use. Which, okay, I mean, I think to say that's part of their parking, effectively, is not. And I just think it is still too much. I mean, I think there has to be sort of an acceptance of these buildings, and the businesses that are in them will probably go at some point. But I genuinely don't think this is right. And the other thing with the parking is that at the moment the parking is used to service the two licensed premises that are there. They're saying, well, we're going to take that away from the licensed premises that we will be putting there. So where are the people using that cafe and that restaurant going to park? So it's not just the parking for the people that are living there. So yeah, I second Kim, and I don't think enough has been done to mitigate what we said before.
Councillor Brian Toy.
Yes, it's still massive. It's got the nerve to say that it respects the architecture of the surrounding, of its surrounds. Now, come on, how naive do they think we are? You've got this massive building in Manchester Square. And if we accept, are we going to accept massive buildings like that right along that area if we start doing this? I think somewhere, we've got to draw the line somewhere. And I think we need to draw the line here.
Okay. So it's proposed and seconded for refusal, although I think generally the same, no objection in principle for something to be built on that site. However, we continue on objection on the grounds that the proposal was overdevelopment of the site in terms of its mass and scale, and also the design. We don't feel that the redesign is mindful of the surrounding building styles, and we also would obviously want the updated conservation officer's report. So, proposed and seconded for refusal on that basis. All those in favour? Against? Any abstentions? Thank you. Next application is 20 of the 0144 full, 26 Montpelier Road. Construction of single-storey rear extension and provision of cladding. No comments from statutory consultees and no representations. Councillor Whibley. Application 20, a bit 0145 full, 32 Macy Road. Loft conversion incorporating hip to gable roof extension and rear dormer window. This is a revision of 13, a bit 1013 full. There are no comments from statutory consultees, no views or representations. And again, I draw your attention to the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan, EB2, that we're mindful of the surrounding area. Councillor Collis.
I think this is the planning application 2013 has expired and they've just resubmitted the same one again. I went out there today to have a look. This would be the first loft conversion of a dormer in that street, so I'm a bit mindful of the street scene, but not enough to sort of recommend refusal, so I recommend I'll support the application.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. No items for consideration. East End Affordable Housing Consultation. East End District Council preparing a supplementary planning document to provide guidance and advice on implementing local plan policies on affordable housing. Following the first round of public consultations held over March to May last year, East End reviewed the 22 comments that were received and have revised as appropriate. East Devon have now published a revised version of the draft affordable housing SPD for public consultation, and its accompanying documents can be seen on the East Devon District Council website. The consultation period runs until Friday the 28th of February, so therefore I would suggest that if members wish to, they could have a look at that document and perhaps put it on the agenda for the next meeting after you've had time to look at that, and if you wish to bring any items forward, we can do it at the next meeting. Is everybody okay with that? Thank you. And on the addendum, we had the Imperial Recreation Ground. We had request, well, it's not an application at this stage, as it clearly said in the letter from East Devon District Council. It's just looking for our comments, and this is for a temporary caravan rally on the 2nd of June 20 to the 15th of June 2020. There are various copy letters which Ron's very kindly forwarded to you proposing the rally, and just a bit about that. And the limit for comments is obviously the end of this week. Did anybody have any particular comments? Councillor Cahill.
Yeah, Chairman, just to say that on the letter it said the rugby pitch. Yeah, the same Imperial Recreation.
Yeah, that's what that was clear.
So can we just confirm it is the rugby pitch and not the rec?
Yeah. Certainly said Imperial Imperial Recreation Ground is what it actually says on the Seven Different Council letter.
I know.
Yeah.
But if you read into it, it says the rugby pitch.
Which is where
they normally use it. I mean, normally they have the rugby. The only reason why I thought it was Imperial Rec was because they always put in planning applications every year for the rugby club. I mean, that is every year.
I'm happy with rugby club.
But I think we have to go back and get clarification in that case. That says, you see, they say, the person who's written in says the rugby club. I totally agree with you, I wrote that as well. So we'll ask Ron to go back and say that their letter, the East End District Council clearly says Imperial Recreation Ground, whereas the letter from the caravan rally secretary says the Exmouth Rugby Football Ground. If it is the rugby football ground, we would have no objection as it's previously been used for rallies. However, if it's the Imperial Recreation Ground, we need that 9th of February extended for discussion at next meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. Lovely. Items for information. Tree preservation order, land adjacent to the former Hillcrest School bungalow. TPO, the above tree preservation order has been confirmed. Planning application, this is 20081 full roundabout parade by the Powder Monkey. Exmouth Town Council have applied for planning permission to erect 3 seaweed and fish sculptures on the roundabout opposite Weatherspoons Pub, the Powder Monkey. Members will recall this was actually informed to us at the full council meeting, so we were aware that it was going to be there. I do know that, as I understand, we might receive an application from
Will the fish be better? Will it be better?
I think we'll probably receive an application from Exmouth and Bloom because they're concerned about the cost of the flat application, I think, which might come. I don't know. But that's just to let you know. And then on the addendum, we have the Exmouth Tiling Defence Scheme, the Esplanade Festoon Lighting Columns relocation. You all have had some pictures that very kindly you sent this round, just moving them actually probably a few metres one way to the other because of obviously the defence works.
Three metres.
Obviously, I don't see that we've got any objection, and in fact, in light of the actual flood defences that are going in and that need to go in, I'm sure no one's going to worry about this land here moving 3 metres, or two of them. Anybody got any? No. There we go. So, we've obviously got the planning decisions. 25th pretty close, where we objected and gave approval. And then 34 Willow Avenue, where we had no objection, and they refused. Now, as Councillor Cagle, the client actually, they brought this to attention that we actually approved and East End had refused. And I just thought I would just bring this back to the committee as much to say that the reason they refused was on that it was, wasn't mindful of the surrounding area, so it was therefore refused under EB2, and we felt that there was a number of other extensions in Willow Avenue, very similar.
More intrusive than that one.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we felt. So I did go to planning, I spoke to the planning department, because I said, obviously, we felt there was others in the area, in the road even, that we felt more intrusive. And their comment to me was that this actually was in front, and therefore deemed to encroach in the open space, which would therefore, in front of the building, which would therefore would feel that it was out of, wasn't being mindful of the surrounding area.
But there are other ones in front of the building which are more obtrusive.
I know. But that's the reason they gave. They said had it been further back in front than they would have. But however, since we've got a neighbourhood plan, we have to be mindful of the neighbourhood plan rather than any other properties in the area. So I just thought I'd bring that back because obviously that may make a difference to members' thoughts.
Yeah.
But if we say that there's others in the area that you think are okay, now that we've got the neighbourhood plan, now that we've got the mark of the surrounding area, as ever, and I know Tim and I have had this before in Holston, that it is subjective what you call the surrounding area.
Yeah.
And we've had this before, that you know it can be the whole road, or it can just be four houses, and we've had this before in various parts of Holston previously. So I think this is probably what's happened here, is that we've since had a neighbourhood plan, and in their view, that section of Willow Avenue, they felt that wasn't mine for the surrounding area. However, it's not that far away, I agree with you, Councillor Toy.
Yeah, it'll be interesting if they do go to appeal.
I think
it'll
go to appeal, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that, but I think... where I find it difficult is the one we've spoken to about tonight in Hill Drive, which we've discussed.
Yeah.
There's one just next door that's had an awful lot of work done to it. Now, if you read all through the planning information, it does look as if they're saying, well, no, there hasn't been a present set. No, it's not the same. We've got to look at neighbourhood plan. So it'll be very interesting what they say we did, didn't we? But I just thought I'd bring it back to you because that's the discussion I've had with them. So there being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.